is 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. In our headlines, the World Bank predicts extra 0.6% of revenue to GDP if governments implement 2025 tax measures in the budget. And Fitch Solutions predicts Bank of Ghana will cut policy rate again before the end of the year to 23%. Also, beekeepers call for investment amid rising honey adulteration concerns. This is the Joy Business Report. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Details with me, Hannah Odami. The World Bank says full implementation of the 2025 budget's revenue measures could yield up at least 0.6% of GDP in additional revenue in 2025, a result the bank says is consistent with the IMF's latest report. The World Bank adds stricter enforcement of the tax exemption law and a comprehensive tax expenditure register will strengthen transparency and accountability. Here's World Bank Country Director Robert Taliercio speaking at the launch of the 9th Ghana Economic Update Report.
The new administration has shown commitment to corrective measures, including budget and public financial management reforms. Encouragingly, the first half of 2025 saw improvements with a positive primary balance of 1.1% of GDP on a commitment basis, achieved through expenditure rationalization. While the government continues to pursue macroeconomic stability through fiscal consolidation, it is important that this objective does not override the need to maintain spending in strategic areas, particularly those that are aimed at protecting the most vulnerable.
You heard there Robert Taliercio, he's the World Bank Country Director. The Bank of Ghana will lower its benchmark interest rate to 23% by the end of the year 2025 and 20% by the end of the year 2026. Fitch Solutions has revealed in its latest reports on Ghana. And this follows a steep 300 basis points cut to 25% in July 2025.
In a paper on monetary easing to persist in Ghana until mid-2026, the UK-based firm said its forecast of a further 200 basis points of cuts in 2025 and 300 basis points in 2026 remains more conservative than the focus economist consensus, which expects 583 basis points of easing over the next year and a half. Fitch Solutions said it expects that the Bank of Ghana will cut the policy rate by 100 basis points to 24% at its next monetary policy committee meeting in September. Fitch Solutions added that it anticipates that the central bank will cut the policy rate by another 100 basis points in November 2025 and that the easing cycle will continue in the first half of 2026.
That was a news desk report. Moving on, banks and other regulated financial institutions will be prohibited from paying dividend and bonuses from the year 2027. That is, if they fail to take drastic measures to reduce their non-performing loans ratio to 10% by the end of next year. There's more in the following reports.
This is part of several measures that the Bank of Ghana is rolling out to deal with high non-performing loans in the country. The central bank is moving fast to ensure that it brings the high loan default rate in the country down to some appreciable levels. Based on these new measures, banks and other financial institutions will be prohibited from granting new loans unless they have taken some drastic measures to reduce their high non-performing loans. The Bank of Ghana wants to make sure that these regulated financial institutions give some great attention to this challenge. The regulator would also be targeting directors of financial institutions that are hiding behind certain firms, take loans, and they don't want to pay back on time. Industry persons believe that this could go a long way to save the banking sector. But there are others who are worried about the impact on granting of fresh loans, especially in a country where access to credit still remains a major challenge for most business owners and individuals.
That was a business desk report. Now, the Ghana First Europe 2025 is set to host a dynamic three-day trade exhibition showcasing the best of Ghana's products and services from the 23rd to the 25th of October in the Netherlands. The event will provide a platform for Ghanaian businesses to connect with a European audience, explore new markets, and foster strategic partnerships. Speaking to Joy Business at the official launch of the event, CEO of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Mark Bidwa Bwaji, stated, exhibitors and attendees will have the opportunity to showcase their offerings across a diverse range of sectors, including manufacturing, technology, agriculture, and financial services.
So this program is not just going to be the culture, but you're looking at the business aspect of it. There's going to be an exhibition. There will be a B2B session. So Ghanaians who have already prepared their business proposal will get the opportunity to meet people who will be willing to invest in their business. So it's a broad-based initiative that the Chamber is undertaking. And I will encourage all Ghanaians who want to get access to the European market, get access to the Netherlands market, to join this project. A lot of our exports to Europe, about 15% of our imports from Europe comes from the Netherlands, and about less than 5% of our export to Europe goes to the Netherlands. So there is a trade gap that we are trying to bridge, and this gives us opportunity.
That was Mark Bidwa Bwaji. He is the CEO of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Moving on, the chief executive of the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management Ghana, Dr. Francis Eduku, has issued an urgent call for African HR regulatory bodies and associations to unite and develop a continental HR charter alongside a Pan-African HR competency framework. He stressed, without a unity of purpose, the influence of the HR profession across the continents will remain fragmented and untapped. Dr. Eduku made this call at the 2025 Global Conference on Human Resources in Africa, held in collaboration with the Society for Human Resource Management.
So that instead of working in silos, we need to unite in our efforts. For instance, to even work with the AU, the African Union, to make sure we drive the continent through people. But it looks like that call was not heeded. That is why I'm reiterating it here today, that this call is more urgent than before. And in the next meeting that we will have in Arusha, in Tanzania, we need to begin the conversation about thinking about continental HR chapter and also a Pan-African HR competency framework.
In other stories, let's hear this. It's sweet, golden, and found in kitchens across Ghana. But there's more to honey than just the taste. Behind every drop lies a buzzing world of hardworking bees and even harder-working beekeepers. Beekeeping is a quiet but powerful force in agricultural landscape. Today on Food Chain, we delve into the beekeeping industry with researcher and beekeeper Abraham Aluti, who shares the hidden treasures and challenges of this often overlooked sector.
Beekeeping, a practice that not only gives us honey, but offers so much more than meets the eye. At its core, honey production is the most recognized benefit of beekeeping, with Ghana producing different varieties across the regions. Today on Food Chain, a researcher and beekeeper, Abraham Aluti, tells us about the vast benefits that can be derived from beekeeping.
The products of the bees, they are used in many things. If you take beeswax, is used for 300 items. Some tablets are coated with beeswax because they are bitter, so that when it enters into the body, the hydrochloric acid will work on it. It's used in candles, the creams, the lipsticks that you people are using. When we say wax prints, beeswax print, the batik and the rest we are using. The brood combs, when we say the brood, where the eggs and things are laid, is being used to produce. The research has been done somewhere. We are repeating it over here, working on it, to produce COVID vaccine.
He adds that a major challenge facing honey production is the adulteration of the product, noting that this cheats consumers and also damages the reputation of honest beekeepers who work hard to produce high-quality honey.
And honey is the third most adulterated product in the world. Why are people adulterating honey? Because the demand is far more supply. Nigeria alone is importing about 2 billion euros of honey a year. They are only producing 10% of demand. So even if we are not going to Europe, we'll put them at the collector trust and send them. Even here, we are importing. So this is a business that we must take it seriously.
Alote also lamented minimal investment in the sector.
So even though Africa, we have very strong bees and healthy bees, because of the system we are using, we are importing, and because of the fact that we have not seen beekeeping as a business, Africa is importing 3 times what we are producing. But we should be leading. If we have taken it as a business, our governments have taken it as a business, and they are pushing that agenda, it can easily be done, because it will take 3 days, maximum 5 days, to train a person in beekeeping.
Clearly, beekeeping holds immense potential, not just as a source of honey, but as a contributor to biodiversity and agriculture. But for Ghana to fully benefit from this sector, greater attention must be paid to curb adulteration and increase investment. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eram Agbapo.
And Jesse will sure have to share some bees, some honey with us, all of us, right? That's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, the Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Ecobank's every day, we know that people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, so you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770#. It's a new Ecobank money emergency number. Now, this number gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Just dial *770# now for solutions to all your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon for the Joy Business Report with me, Hannah Odami. There's more on myjoyonline.com/joybusiness. Ignition is up next.